Hey guys, this is Deja Monet, and welcome to The Press Room, where your life and brand step into the spotlight. So I'm back with a solo episode. Listener requested topic, right? You guys wanted me to talk about the art of the pitch, which I find very surprising because there's so many different resources in terms of pitching the media. There was another topic that I had proposed, but I cannot think of it. It was on my IG stories. If you follow me on Instagram, I am Deja Monet. And I can't remember what it was, but I'm going to go back in my archives. And I'm going to do that one as well because it was really close. This one was a little bit, had most of the votes. So, you know, I'm giving you what you guys requested. And I'm just going to go into what I've acquired in terms of what works and doesn't work for pitching the media. So a little bit about me and my background for those of you that don't know. I've been a publicist in practice, and yes, publicist in practice, I'm making up new terms since 2013. So this is my advice, is what I've been acquired throughout the years. But pretty much pitching is basically, you know, selling ideas. It's the currency of selling ideas, right? That's how I think about it. So I'm sending over a persuasive package, which includes like a pitch. It may be a phone pitch, an email pitch. You know, additional things included might be a media kit, photos, story ideas, topic ideas, whatever I'm proposing. And as a result of that, I'm hoping for a desired outcome, right? So that's pretty much what it is. And I'm sure, you know, other publicists know what it's like to pitch, but I really wanted to do this episode for those of you that don't know, or maybe you're just looking for different, you know, ideas and ways to pitch, because it's not really one size fits all. My method is pretty much the same, but I mean, it changes a little bit because, you know, these are people. People are behind these emails, and that's the thing you have to consider is, you know, you got to build relationships, and you have to understand how, you know, people want to be treated. And I think that's really the root of it all. That's how you're successful. Understanding what people expect to see and how they want to be treated. And if you can master those things, then you're fine. So let me just get into it. So what I do is pretty simple, okay? I always research. So before I even, you know, think to contact someone, if I don't have their contact information, I'm researching this person. I'm researching to make sure I have it. And I do that a variety of ways that I have their contact information, that they're covering the topic that I think would be suitable for my client. And also, I'm just making sure that I just have my ducks in a row, because you really have one chance. Like, if you mess up your pitch, and I'm not trying to like make this seem like it's the end of the world, but if you mess up a pitch, depending on who the writer is, they're not going to be receptive to other things that you send. So you got to get it right in the first like email, pretty much. So in terms of finding media contacts, what I do is primarily I use Cision. Cision is not the end all be all. And for those of you that don't know what Cision is, it's a database that provides thousands of media contacts at your fingertip. It is pricey. So my recommendation and on how I got into a Cision group at an affordable rate is I joined a Cision group that I found through Facebook. Outside of that, using Google helps you find out. You can find out like the format of the magazine, like what their email format is. It might be .. It might be username at .mag.com or whatever. Find out what it is, because most articles will have who the writer is. But the thing is too, with a lot of magazines, there are freelancers, so they might just have their own personal email. So you, it's your job to find out what that personal email is. A good thing is you can find writers on social media, and most of the time they have their own website, and you can, you know, reach out to them that way. Also, I love Help a Reporter Out, which is another way to, you know, find press opportunities. So pretty much how HARO works is if you sign up for their email list, you will receive emails regarding stories that reporters want to write about, which may require interviews. Another thing that you can do is if you're like looking for local media coverage in terms of like newspapers, TV stations, radio stations, call the front desk. Well, the news desk. And this is more so for like a TV station. Call the news desk and ask for the information for the segment producer. Also, again, going back to the social media thing, engage with the writers on social media. And, you know, you can comment authentically. That's the key. On some of the writers' posts. You can also share some of their articles if they resonate with you. And I always recommend trying to build a relationship before you actually need to pitch them. People don't want to be used. Think about it. Just put yourself in their shoes. You have millions of people reaching out to you because they know you write for this publication. And the first email you get from somebody you don't know is, hey, can you feature my client? So ideally, in a perfect world, I try to build relationships with as many journalists as possible prior to having to pitch them, because it makes it, you know, them more receptive to you. A couple of things that I want to note are just making sure that you're reaching out to the writer that is relevant to your client. I'm going to say client or you if you're pitching for yourself. And then also just understanding that pitching is a process. It takes time. Sometimes you're not going to get an immediate response. Sometimes it can take weeks for a story to run, even if you did get a immediate response from the media contact. So just keep that in mind, the lead times. Also, developing angles. So in order to increase your chances of landing media coverage, you have to pitch more media outlets than the actual goal you would like to achieve. So you should get creative and think outside the box in terms of the types of publications you want to pitch. So for example, I'm using one of my former clients. If you are a single mother and the owner of an organic liquor company from North Carolina, here are some angles you may want to consider when crafting a pitch. Minority-owned business owner. So publications like Black Enterprise. Single mother who owns a business. So mommy focused, parenting focused publications. North Carolina resident starts liquor company. So local publications. Organic vodka that is gluten free. So healthy lifestyle publications. So once you have your angles written, the next step is to create a pitch to the appropriate media context. So each pitch should be customized to the writer. When you're emailing them. So the pitch should start off by recognizing the writer's work as well as the main reason why you're contacting them. After that, provide information about why the story is newsworthy, and then close out by reaffirming your interest in receiving press coverage. So please take the time to spell the writer's name correctly and do not send a mass email. So the reason the reason you want to do that is because PR is bespoke. In other words, custom. So just taking the time to pay attention to the smaller details shows that you have done your research on the writer. Excuse me, guys. I don't know why I'm getting tongue-tied. So then you're going to get into the magic, the art of the follow-up. So you want to keep track of your publications, whether they responded to you or not, the ones that you reached out to. And you should follow up a few days later after sending out an email if you haven't received a response. I would say 3 times is max. Like, if they haven't responded to you after that third email, I would just keep it moving. I will also even, what I like to do, and I mean, some people might be against this, I still call people because you never know, like, especially like more of the traditional media outlets, I still call them. Now, most like freelancers, I probably wouldn't call. But if it's like a traditional like publication, I'm calling you just to let you know. other things that I want you guys to keep in mind too is if you landed a publication, a press placement, excuse me, you want to, you know, celebrate for a moment. But then this is where the work begins. You want to send over the things that the writer wants. They might ask for photos. They might send over some questions. And you want to answer those things. You want to make sure that you're getting your message across appropriately. You also want to, you know, do it in a timely fashion. I always give my clients deadlines in terms of certain questions that are being sent over, because a lot of times most interviews are done via email. People don't feel like getting on the phone. Last thing, you also want to maintain the relationship. So once the feature is posted, you want to do the following. You want to thank the writer. You want to share it on all your social media platforms and also email it. Use MailChimp, send it out via email. You want to help get some traction for it. You know, share with your friends, you know, say, hey, my client was featured in XYZ. Do you mind going to the post and commenting? Also, you want to keep the relationship with the writer. So continue to engage with them. I always thank the writer publicly online because they appreciate that. Like, they took time out of their day to do this for you. And then, you know, if you're in the area, same area as your writer, the writer that featured you or featured your client, try to meet up for them. Meet up with them for drinks. Don't just be a type of one and done person. Oh, you did this for me and now, like, I don't have nothing else to say to you. Like, continue to be a resource. So those are pretty much my tips for pitching. Let me know what you guys think, and I will see you guys another time. Bye.